Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Morning. Did you sleep?
So, if you're working from home, you may be wondering,
where the heck are my pants?
Where are my pants?
It's Where's My Pants Wednesday.
Boy, am I glad to see you.
Yeah! Where are my pants?
Where are my pants?
Where are my pants?
Slacks. They call them slacks.
Oh, yes. You can call them that.
Why aren't you wearing pants?
I'm at home. That means I'm working, and if I'm working, it means
I don't wear pants!
Not bad.
All right.
It's showtime.
Yeah. Where's My Pants Wednesday?
After blowing it out
yesterday on Carla's birthday, Cinco de Mayo, it's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up at about 6:06, along with our executive producer, Morty, show number 1,881, if you're keeping track.
Nice.
How do you like that, Carla?
I am keeping track. That's a big to-do right there.
And just like that, your birthday is over.
It's all gone. All gone.
Done.
So I just decided, and we were talking about this yesterday, you know, off the air, Mike, we shouldn't have to take or add a year, you know, to our lives, the number. We should just get to skip it this year.
Yeah.
Since this year's a wash, let's just skip it, shall we?
Well, you have a point.
Why not?
I mean, you know, especially starting in March.
Yes. Yeah.
Starting in March and seeing how long this goes on.
Yeah, let's just not add the year. How about that?
With the Rona and now the murder hornets and everything else going on.
I know.
That might be the way to go.
I know.
Congratulations, Michael Pauley. Got the call from the Beasley Banker, told him he won $500 in the 10K payday contest. Beasley Banker wanted to know what he was going to do with the money.
Oh, well, I got a college daughter, so you tell me. I'm sure it'll go to her quickly.
Yeah. So, here's the deal. You have another chance to win less than an hour from now. Details on the 10K payday contest coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Sunshine today. By the way, going to be nice today, tomorrow, right into the weekend. Maybe a little breezy over the weekend. High today, 99, 95. Wow.
Okay.
95 the high tomorrow.
Okay.
And it's 66. Good. Got Carla's first take on some entertainment news right now.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Jerry Seinfeld talking about probably not doing any more comedians in cars getting coffee. He's done about 80 episodes over the last few years. And not so much because of what's going on, but he thinks he might have done, you know, the best work. Maybe that's done now.
It's over.
Yeah, he could do comedians on Zoom. You know, he could do that.
Maybe. Right?
Comedians on Zoom and no pants, something like that. Brian Johnson, AC/DC. This is such an interesting story, and I never knew this was him. Same day that he auditioned to replace Bon Scott as AC/DC's lead singer, he recorded a jingle for Hoover vacuum cleaners, a commercial. Do you have it, Mike?
Yeah. Listen, you want to hear some of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Here it is.
The new hot power compact from Hoover. It's a beautiful mover. The new compact does more than beat. It also cleans. It also sweeps and brushes right.
I love it. He wasn't that confident about AC/DC. He auditioned, didn't think he'd get it. He said he was 32 years old and, quote, he called himself an old fart.
Yeah.
Well, he got it. He got it. But he still, it was like Hoover paid me like $700 to do that, though. I needed the money. But he blew the band away, obviously, and the rest is history.
Okay.
And great story. Sally Quinn is she wrote a book a while ago, 1991, kind of a steamy bestseller. It was called Happy Endings. She revealed that the sexy scientist, her protagonist, the woman in the book falls in love with, was inspired by Dr. Fauci.
Really?
Yeah. She says she met him years ago at a function in D.C. where they sat next to each other at some of the dinner parties that were thrown. She said, usually those things are they're just boring. You make polite conversation. She said, this guy was amazing. We had these intense conversations, personal, got to know each other. She said, I fell in love with them. And he does know he was the inspiration. He's a little embarrassed.
Yeah.
But he does think it's funny that he was the one who was used for her inspiration in this book. I have to go back and read it. Now, almost 30 years old, this book, but I have to go back and read it. Yes, it's called Happy Endings by Sally Quinn.
Well, the title says it all.
Yes, it does.
Good for him.
Of course I want to read it. Are you kidding me? That is my take for now. Sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Visit choosehpn.com.
Ryan's on the phone. What's up this morning, Ryan?
I just woke up.
Uh-huh.
You did. No school, right?
You thinking about taking a bath, maybe a shower, cleaning up today?
Not yet.
No, not yet. No, don't rush into it, Ryan. Don't.
Ryan, what's your favorite joke you could tell us?
What has four eyes but can't see?
What has four eyes but can't see?
Mississippi.
Oh.
Oh, I like that.
And can you spell Mississippi?
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Lammo.
Ryan doesn't need school.
No.
He's fine.
Go back
He's
to
fine.
Sleep. Ryan, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Try spelling Massachusetts.
I'll show off.
Yeah.
M-A-S-S-A-Chusetts. Yeah, there,
and that
Ryan.
He's up this early this morning.
I know.
Wow.
Man.
Anytime your kids want to call in with a bad joke, hey, we're here.
Please.
Just a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Details on our big happy hour Zoom party.
Yeah.
It's PYO, pour your own. Got details on that in about 7-8 minutes from now. It's Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great music helps me in the morning because it helps me get motivated, get me started, get me on my way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Live and local in the studio, just a phone call away. Talk and text lines powered by Centennial Toyota, 702-739-9636. Looking forward to Friday, 4 o'clock, Carla.
Yep.
Our very first. It's a PYO, Pour Your Own Zoom Happy Hour.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
And you can register to be part of our big party. That's going to be at 4 o'clock this Friday. Go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Register, and you could be selected to be one of the honored few.
Yeah. Have a couple cocktails with us.
Sure.
That Have some fun, do a little trivia, maybe a little karaoke. Why
that should
not?
Be fun. Huh.
Yes, that's right.
Well, now
that's
that I have the app on my phone and I...
Yes, I know.
Okay. So all the details about our big PYO party on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Space is limited. Make sure you register.
Please do. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And hopefully we'll see you on Friday at 4 o'clock.
Danny's on Mike's first Zoom.
What's that?
I was on your first Zoom conference call the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was very exciting for you.
Hello? Was that Mike?
Why is everyone else's picture long ways and mine's up and down? It's because you've got to turn your phone sideways.
There's always that one person. Not that that was you, but just the one who's like...
But it was.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Did they leave the room? Somebody left the room. What's going on?
They're Danny's on the phone. Danny, what's up?
Hey, I think I owe you an apology for yesterday.
Why? What's wrong? What happened? What'd you do?
Uh-oh.
Well, when you said my Carla's birthday, I forgot to sing it.
Well, Danny, it's never too late.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carla. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Does that make you feel better?
That does make me feel better now.
The day after?
Yes. Yes.
I heard singing it. I said, oop, I forgot to do that.
On No Pants Wednesday.
Yes, on No Pants. That's fine. Even better.
Okay.
Even better.
Danny, thanks for calling back.
Thanks, Danny.
Okay.
Good news from John Schaefer about the coronavirus numbers are going down.
Yeah.
Or seemingly going down here in Clark County. And with that said, you know, there's a lot of people putting out anti-coronavirus songs.
Yes. Yes. And some of them are really good and very sophisticated. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who is that? Yeah. Oh, do we know who this guy is?
No, we do not know who this guy is. He's had a little viral success, but, you know, not much to it. But it's to the point, if nothing else. It's very much to the point.
All right, listen to this.
Oh, Corona, just go away. We hate you, Corona.
Yeah.
You messed me up. You messed the whole world up.
Yeah.
I don't want
something to do with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Just fades out.
I think that's creating right there, right before our eyes. Creating music, yes.
Is he playing a Central Perk on Friends or something?
Yes. Smelly cat.
Yes, it's my coronavirus song. All right, another chance to score some free cash, 10K payday contest, and qualify for the $10,000 coming up at 7 o'clock.
All right, here we go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest with this hour's code word, Fortune.
Fortune, F-O-R-T-U-N-E, Fortune.
That is it, Fortune, for your chance to win $500 right now. Text Fortune to 45911. That is the short code, 45911. Win $500 and qualify for the 10K payday that really is just around the corner. Enter Fortune at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app, which is free, so you do have it on your smartphone, right? Good. The word Fortune. You have 15 minutes to do this, and do make sure if you get a weird phone number calling you in about a half hour that you pick it up. Can't win unless you do that, and you do want to hear that Beasley banker tell you that you just won $500. The word Fortune. You have 15 minutes to get it out there. 45911. Good luck.
The word is Fortune. F-O-R-T-U-N-E. Text that to the short code 45911 and win $500. Take a shot. Free cash. Qualify for the $10,000. Enter it on the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com. You have until about 7:15 to do that. So about 6-7 minutes left on that. By the way, I wanted to mention, and we've been talking about the murder hornets.
Yes, yeah.
Were you going to talk about this in Things You Should Know? Because
No. I mean, go ahead.
The people in Japan have been eating these things for years.
Right. Yeah, they have. Yeah, they've been around for a long time, and they like those delicacies.
They've been it's a tasty, protein-filled treat.
Sure it is.
In different parts of Japan.
Yeah. Yeah.
The murder hornets.
Yeah. There's the show. What is the show where he eats all the weird food? I can't remember what it's called.
Grill. We've talked to him before.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but yeah.
Bear Grylls.
Well, yeah, there's that, but there's another one that specifically deals with just those weird foods in different places. Okay. It's weird. They're always eating bugs.
Yeah.
Ugh. Isn't that how this whole mess started? Jeez.
Quit eating that stuff.
Or eat the murder hornets so they don't come here. How about that?
Okay.
Just keep cooking them up.
Sunshine today, high in the upper 90s, mid-90s tomorrow. Looking forward to a nice weekend. 70 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
And yes, Bear Grylls. That's who you were thinking about. Yeah, Bear Grylls, yes.
Bear Grylls.
Yeah, I didn't know if he said his first name. Yeah. So experts say the pandemic could last for 2 years.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. Well, so plenty of time to watch The Irishman. If you haven't already. Jeez, it just keeps popping up. I've seen it. I watched it all. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
So most airlines are automatically blocking off that middle seat now. That's going to happen for a while. Frontier Airlines decided to charge people an extra $39 to $89 to have an empty middle seat. People not happy about this.
Oh.
They say it's an added benefit. It's like a, you know, baggage fee, basically. So, not nice. Maybe there should be a little forgiveness right now, but keep that in mind in case you are, you know, going to fly again here soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have some bad news. You know, a lot of sports being canceled, some being brought back, I'm sure, soon enough. But the World Naked Bike Ride has been postponed.
What?
Yeah. Because of the coronavirus, Mike. Yeah. The World Naked.
Now, it
was supposed to take place, I believe, this month. Tentatively rescheduled for the end of July 2021.
Okay.
So, not this year. Not this year going to happen. So, put it off if you were, you know, looking for your best shoes to wear for that, I guess. Mm-hmm. The World Naked Bike Ride. It is not taking place this year. Okay, so put
Let's
it on your
Let's do it
calendar.
This weekend on the strip.
Do it on your, yeah, there you go. Nobody knows.
That's
noticed,
what people
right?
are doing, right? Yeah. I mean, they're riding their
yeah,
bikes
they're
or jogging.
The yeah.
Because there's so much room down there now.
Sure, you can get those, what are they, the Lime bikes and the city yeah. bikes, and you can rent those and just go back and forth.
I'm thinking
nice.
About doing that this weekend, parking the car at one end.
Yeah, well, go riding. Get your bike downtown.
Uh-huh.
You can get it downtown and then just go, yeah. Yeah, I don't know
Maybe
if they're
I'll
really parked on the strip, but... Well, go ahead. You have fun. Have
to
fun with
my
that.
Own naked ride.
Have a good time with that.
There
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. They're not the best seats, but and in
no,
coronavirus,
I, got my own bike.
I don't
I
know if you want
bike.
To. Yeah, there you go. I want to do it on your own bike okay. sure, instead of a city bike.
That's... You want me to tell you when I'm going to do it?
Yeah. No, you keep that to yourself. You keep that to yourself.
Okay,
I'm sure
right.
I have some other plans. Few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
By the way, the other guy's name you were thinking about, trying to think about, Andrew Zimmerman.
Andrew Zimmerman, and it's Bizarre Foods.
Yeah.
Bizarre Foods. And then there was also Man versus Food, I believe it was.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
Even Morty said he won't eat Spam, though.
Yeah,
He'll eat anything else, but he won't eat Spam. Yeah, I wanted to bring up the fact that it's Mother's Day this weekend. I feel bad for moms because... You know, a lot of times Mother's Day, you take them out for lunch or brunch or breakfast or whatever. And this year, of course, like our birthdays, it's going to suck.
Well, yeah. Listen, everything's going to suck for a while. It is. Yeah. I mean,
everything
it just
you
is.
Do for mom, you're going to have to do at home. But thinking about mom, and you had brought this up a couple of times. Your dad was always on the road being the entertainer that he was. So it was your mom that was the disciplinarian.
Yes, she was.
What's the worst punishment you ever got from your mom?
You know, I was mostly grounded. Now, once in a while, I'd get the ear pull, you know, I'd get that once in a while. But they weren't like that, though. My parents weren't tough like that, but I was grounded constantly. But my mom would always catch me.
Uh-huh.
I would always be caught by my mom. She knew she was always about 10 steps ahead of me. And my brothers would probably say the same thing.
Yeah.
She was always 10 steps ahead of
because
us.
Because she was always home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was mom and dad.
Okay.
She really was. So she knew all the tricks, all the lies, all the, you know, little deceptive moves.
What is the worst punishment as we get ready for Mother's Day weekend?
Yeah.
What is the worst punishment you ever got from your mom?
Oh, jeez.
And this was all without a baby monitor, too. I mean, she had no listening devices or anything like that.
As they say, eyes in the back of their head, Mike.
Rise and shine.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So this weekend, it's Mother's Day weekend, and we salute moms citywide. Boy, Carla, I think John's mom might have been a disciplinarian as well.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, some moms were. Some
what was the punishment she handed down to you?
I would get spanked with a wooden spoon on occasion, and one time I had my mouth washed out with soap.
And what did you do to show her?
I bit into the bar of soap to show you. You're not the boss of me.
Oh, my grandmother did that to me, too.
I'll teach you a lesson.
She told me to bite down, so I was like, man. Because I was swearing. I didn't know the word was bad, and I kept saying it. But then when I found out it was bad, I was like,
that's
then.
Poor.
I'm just
She's only
again.
5 or 6.
People
texting in this morning.
we have, speaking of the bar of soap, by the way, John, we got, where is it? Rick. He said the worst thing my mom ever did for punishment was to make me eat a bar of soap when I was 10. 10 years old for cussing. It was always for swearing.
Yeah, you had a bad mouth.
Now, I think this happened more often than not. Cassie said my mom spanked me once, then cried and hugged me and said she'd never do it again because her father used to, you know, do that. And that was not good. So that's all it took. You know, when our parents would say, this hurts me more than it hurts you, then don't do it. Please, don't do
You're
it.
You're pleading.
Don't be hurt. Don't be hurt by yourself.
Nowadays, with body wash, do you just make the kid open their mouth and
just
squirt
that's right.
body
Hold
wash
your mouth open. Hold on.
Tamara, what about you?
My mom would sometimes call up and slap me on the cheek because she came home from her school and service meetings tired if I would ask her, did you buy donuts?
All over donuts. Jeez.
It's kind of sad that her dad, my grandpa, was Russian, and he believed in the belt and the yardstick. So she got it worse as a kid, and I think she was temperamental because of that.
Yeah, they're old school. A lot of old school. It was different.
It wasn't my grandmother, but my grandfather, and I've told these stories before. He would ask us, me and my cousins, hey, do you want some ice cream? And my cousin Big Mike would always say, what kind?
Yeah.
And his answer was, how about the kind you're not getting
there
now?
There you go.
How mean.
Tamara, thanks for the call. Yeah.
You're welcome. Have a great day and a happy Mother's Day.
Darren, what about you? The worst punishment handed down by your mom?
Okay, so we had those wooden spoons, you know, that you mix stuff with.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
So
she beat me with the wooden spoon and it broke. And I'm laughing so hard.
Ooh, wrong. Wrong.
It made her furious.
Even Carla knows that. Wrong.
Do not laugh.
So we're at our friend's house and they have that huge spoon and fork, you know, that you hang on the wall.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at that spoon and my mom looks at me and goes, that's next.
Love it.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of which, one of my brothers actually has those big fork and spoons.
That's what he got from the house?
Yeah, he too was like, I want these. Yes.
Darren, have a great day.
All right, you too, guys.
Mother's Day weekend coming up. We always thought it was wait until your dad gets home.
Yes. Oh, boy.
But we're finding out about mom.
Oh, yeah. This story is great. Rick said in the 10th grade, I complained about my clothes and shoes that my mom bought me. She went in my room, took all my clothes, took me to the thrift store, bought me 5 outfits, made me wear them to school. She walked me to my first class just to make sure that I wore those clothes.
Wow.
Humiliated. All my teachers said, you know what? Good for your mom. Woo! That's good.
Yeah, it was always waiting until dad gets home, but there were a lot of moms.
Moms could dish it out. I think moms had to tough it up because dad was gone, most of the day. So guess what?
Tommy, what's your story?
So whenever me and my sister would have an issue, we were only 11 months apart. So whenever there was a problem between us, and my dad was on the road truck driving, my mom would make us both hold a dime on the wall with our nose on our tippy toes.
Oh!
For 10 minutes. Drop the dime, time starts over.
Oh!
By then your legs are shaking, your knees are wobbly, and she knew that we got the point.
Well, that's old school.
Very old school. Sitting there in the corner.
Might have to try that.
You're back on the clock. Pick up your dime. You're back on the clock.
Wow.
Well, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yes. Enjoy.
Cyndi Lauper. No Pants Wednesday. That's what it is today.
Yeah, it is.
Or that's what they claim it to be. 8:07. By the way, latest winner in the 10K payday contest. Here you go. Sherry Hogan got the money, got the call from the Beasley banker. Her reaction when she found out, or here's what she told the Beasley banker.
Yes, because I've been playing for a really long time, and this is great. Thank you.
Yeah, you can't win if you don't play.
Yeah.
And if you play, you got to remember to answer the phone.
Absolutely.
So Sherry has $500 in her pocket, qualified for the $10,000 grand prize, which, by the way, we announce on Tuesday morning in the 9 a.m. hour. So make sure you know that. And, of course, if you don't win the $500, but you still have a correct on-time entry, you are qualified for the $10,000.
Yeah.
Your next chance to play, plus more details in a couple of minutes. But before 9 o'clock, less than an hour from now, we'll have another code word for you. Plenty of sunshine today, high in the upper 90s, mid-90s tomorrow. Looking forward to the weekend. Should be nice. Here we go. Another take with Carla on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
People talking to Howie Mandel a lot about his time in quarantine. He's definitely practicing safe social distancing. Even with his grandchildren, he talked about having to climb up a tree, basically, to wave to his grandkids in the window.
Yeah.
He's very much a germaphobe, and he's not liking this at all, but he's hoping that something comes out of this that is good, that is better than before. And I am with him on that. There is already a sequel in the works, Mike, to the Netflix movie Extraction. Already in the works. I don't know, you know, where they're going to go with it. I don't know.
I thought about that when I watched the movie.
Did he really?
Yes.
Yeah.
First of all, Chris Hemsworth dies.
Uh-huh.
But.
If you haven't seen it.
Yeah, but if you haven't seen it, the kid that kills him.
Uh-huh.
He lives. Uh-huh. He lives on.
Right. Yeah.
Well. And the bad guy in the movie, they avenge Chris's death.
Yeah.
By shooting that guy. So you think, all right, the kid's going to take that place.
Okay. Probably.
And life goes on.
Okay. Yeah. Just
there you go. If you haven't seen
this one. Yeah. I'm sure I'll hear from people now after that one. Sure I will. Yeah, the one movie Mike sees and ruins it for everyone. That's great.
You know what? That's why I'm here.
Hey, and there is video online of Daniel Radcliffe reading the first chapter of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Now, it's part of an ongoing series called Harry Potter at Home. J.K. Rowling announced it last month, and she is going to keep it going. Not all the readers are actors from the movies, but you Harry Potter fans should like, let's see, David Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be reading some, Dakota Fanning. Eddie Redmayne, Stephen Fry, who read the British version of the Harry Potter audiobooks. If you want to watch this, it's wizardingworld.com. Wizardingworld.com. I know there are a lot of Harry Potter fans out there. And while you can't go to Harry Potter Land or World or whatever it is, at least you can, you know, join in this world. For now, that is my take, sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Visit choosehpn.com.
Last hour had a very bad coronavirus song.
Yes, yeah.
And so we got one from a listener of ours.
Yeah. Let me preface it, Mike. Here's the song. This is the original song. It's an Usher song.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me play this here. Baby, you got it. This song. A lot of people know this. I want to say maybe 15 years ago or so. Pretty big song.
All right, what's the woman's name?
Well, I don't know if I should say her name. She was really embarrassed. She submitted it. Well, that might... Felicia.
Okay.
It's her name. So there you go. This is the song that she kind of, you know, did it with.
So she did this over this, that song.
Yeah.
All right, listen to Felicia's song.
Yeah. You got it bad when you want to leave, but cannot because of COVID-19. You got it bad when you miss the days without your friends, your whole life's off track. No, you got it bad when you're stuck in the house and you wanna go out, but you under quarantine. You got it bad when you wanna have some fun, but you just cannot because of COVID-19.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes, girl! I love it! Absolutely love it! Good for you!
It almost sounds a little Eddie Murphy-ish.
A little bit.
When he's doing the ice cream.
You ain't got no ice cream.
And you're just making it up as you go along. Nice job, though. Nice job using the Usher song.
Good job, girl.
Just making up your own words about how bad COVID-19 is. It's Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child O' Mine.
Yay!
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, earlier this morning we were talking about the murder hornets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was trending huge over the weekend.
Oh, gosh.
Now, so here's a guy, and last hour we talked about how people in Japan are eating these things.
Yes. Yes, they are.
It's a delicacy.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Filled with protein.
Fine. Hang on to it.
Yeah.
Hang on to it yourself.
Eat all
of them.
There's
a guy who has a show that actually gets stung by one.
Yeah, it's called Brave Wilderness is the show, and his name is Nathaniel Coyote Peterson.
Of course. Okay. So here he goes into the dungeon with the bees or hornets.
Oh.
This is what it sounds like to get stung by one of these things.
Okay. A Japanese giant hornet.
Ah! Oh, this thing stuck in my arm. Ah!
How bad is it?
Oh, man, wave of dizziness really quick. Ah!
You okay?
Oh! Oh, searing pain. Absolute searing pain. There's where the searing went in right there. Did you not see how slow this thing was?
I see blood.
Ah! Oh, my gosh.
You better pee on it.
My hand is completely seized up and locked in place.
No.
Looks like it.
This is like a tarantula hop. Look at the swelling that's beginning to form on my arm.
It's bad.
Oh.
So I'm like the sidekick.
It's bad. Yes, it's bad.
I see blood.
Man.
So that's what it sounds like to get stung by one of these things. But the good news now, John, you said last hour, they're not coming here.
Right. It's too dry here. They like moist, cooler climates. That's why they're in the Pacific Northwest. Right.
You tell them that. They have to get here to find out it's dry.
Right.
And then leave.
They're not allowed here yet. Everything's closed.
I see. Okay. Well, the borders are closed.
Do they not know that everything is closed here? Governor Sisolak said they cannot come here. They shoot.
Just in case.
This is like the tarantula hawk. Look at the swelling that's beginning to form on my arm.
I didn't know it was that dry here until I came to Vegas the first time.
Exactly.
And I stayed. So.
But you stayed. All right. So that's what it's like. Just in case they do decide.
Shoo, Hornets. Mm-hmm, shoo.
To come and stay in Las Vegas.
Stuck at my house in my sticky pad.
Nominate somebody who might be in need of free groceries. Details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. 852, your next chance to score some free cash in minutes.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here you go. Another chance to enter to win that $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, funds.
Funds. F-U-N-D-S. Funds.
That is how you spell funds. For your chance to win $500 right now, text it, funds, to 45911. That is 45911. Win the $500 and qualify for that 10K payday that's around the corner. Enter funds at 963KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app that you have on your smartphone. Such an easy way to do it. Again, the word funds. You have 15 minutes to do it. Now, you get a weird number calling you, do not be afraid to pick it up. In about a half hour, could be the Beasley banker wanting to inform you that you are putting $500 in your pocket. How nice would that be? The word funds, F-U-N-D-S, 45911 is the code. You can text it to 15 minutes. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, police in Louisiana hunting for, quote, an aggressive chicken who's been harassing people at the bank. When they went to the bank, the chicken had fled. There's no word and if they've tracked him down yet, but he's a fast chicken.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
In Louisiana, apparently the chicken was hanging out around the bank and harassing people as they tried to get out of their cars to use the
ATM. You can't go in the bank, so you got to wait outside. Just got to wait outside, Mike.
I'm sure at this restaurant in Alberta, Canada, it sounded like a good idea on paper.
Uh-huh.
They were celebrating the Star Wars Day on Monday. You know,
sure. May the 4th.
Be with you. Mm-hmm. So they had an employee wear a stormtrooper costume standing outside to drum up business. Some people mistook her toy gun for a real one, called the cops. They came up, pulled their guns, and handcuffed the woman in the stormtrooper outfit.
I'm not doing any. It's for fun. It's kind of okay. All right. Well,
I know it sounds good on paper. And
a lot of things do, don't they?
Yeah.
Don't they, though? Hey, in keeping with the chicken story, a young bull ran wild yesterday on I-91 in Springfield, Massachusetts. Well, cops got a 911 call from a man who said the cow in the back of his truck was missing. And then that cow turned out to be a bull. And they're a little tougher to deal with than cows. But officers eventually tracked him down, dragged him in by his horns. That's what we did, man. We got him by the horns right there.
Uh-huh.
Jeez, wow. Well, it is the time of Taurus. Right in there. I am a Taurus.
Oh, I never thought about that.
So maybe they're out, you know, just saying, hey, it's my few days. How you doing?
It's the month of the bull.
Isn't that what they do?
I'm sure.
Yeah. And a guy in Florida, you know,
sounds
very short.
Sounds great on radio.
Doesn't it?
Even better if you have the video portion, you could see the impression Carla's doing.
Kicking back. Thank you. With horns.
Yeah.
There we go.
I don't know if that's part of your routine when you do stand-up, but...
Well, I don't know either, Mike. We'll see one of these days again. And here, maybe this is just a word to the wise. A guy in Florida tried to throw his crack pipe out of his truck window, and he was pulled over because it hit the cop in the face when he threw... Oh, geez.
What are the chances?
I know.
You could probably do that 100 times and only once would that happen.
It may be, if even. That happened with a cigarette once. Some guy threw it out in front of me, landed in my window.
Really?
You know that little crack, where the vent is and all that? Yeah, so I had to pull over and get out of there. It's Wednesday.
Whole routine going on, don't you?
I do. It's my whole bull bit is what it is. My bull bit. Most of my act actually is my bull bit. So it is Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call
Something Good.
Do it at the end of every show. Leave a little good news for you so you can start your day on a positive note. His name is Tabari Wallace. He's the principal at West Craven High School in Vanceboro, North Carolina. He and a few of his teachers drove to each of the school's 220 graduating seniors. This was just a few days ago to congratulate them in person, you know, from the curb. As the class of 2020, since they will not have an actual graduation, they may the end of the year, but so what? They're still graduating. He showed up to each student's house. He had a cap and gown on, carried a sign bearing the graduate's senior class photo as well. I'm sure some of the kids were like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. He said, I wanted to deliver signs along with a little bit of a parade, some of the teachers, because they've been through a lot this year. And, you know, we think that this will serve as a bridge until maybe we can get them across a traditional stage for graduation. But in the meantime, I wanted to be able to congratulate each and every one of them in person. So he did. I know. That's really
cool. As a senior, that really does have to suck.
I know. I guess part of me, because I know a few people who are like, I don't want to go to graduation. But you're still graduating.
Yeah.
You still finished school. I mean, you're graduating.
You want to do something.
So that's cool. Yes,
I know. It's a great story.
I know. It is. It's sweet. If that's the way they can do it, then that's the way they can do it.
Anytime you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. You can email it to us through
Please do. The Mike and Carla
Morning Show page, or... simply text it to us or call us with your own version of a local story you might know about. 702-739-9636. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Home, life, auto, find your agent at shelterinsurance.com. Wrapping up the morning show, it was Ryan. Little Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With the first joke in the morning.
What has four eyes but can't see?
What has four eyes but can't see?
Mississippi.
Think about it. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
You got me.
Okay. Also, moms. Mother's Day weekend coming up, of course. So we started talking about mom. How she dished out the punishment. Didn't even wait for dad to come home.
No, not at all.
Wow.
No. Somebody said my mom was just as bad as she got older. I told her. My husband proposed to me back in 87. She said, well, I don't have $10,000 for a wedding.
Man. All right. And, of course, good news. Good news with the murder hornets. Oh. According to John Schaefer, he told us, he goes, they're not coming to Vegas.
Yeah.
They're not coming to the state of Nevada.
They're not going to come here.
It's too hot.
Yeah, too hot for them. Sure. Okay.
Wow.
Too hot and dry. We like a nice humid climate. We're not going to Nevada.
So they're just going to vacation up in the great Northwest.
Yes, that's right. We'll stay up here in Washington like everything else does.
Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep company throughout the workday, or if you're staying at home, she'll do that as well. Giving you your next chance to score some free cash. 10K payday contest at 11 o'clock. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.